Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Hello, this is Roland. Welcome to episode 15. It is Sunday morning, the 16th of August, 2009. It's about 8:38. Did not run this morning. I am actually in my car. But anyway, wanted to give you an update on how things have been going this week. And then where we're going to go with this particular episode. After last Sunday's run, I took off. Every week I end up getting 2 days in a row off because only going 3 days a week, that's the way it always works out. But anyway, I took off Monday and Tuesday and then got sick on Wednesday. And I don't know if it was like a 36-hour virus or what, but I ran a fever, got up to 102.6 was the highest it got, and I had absolutely zero appetite. I mean, absolutely zero. And that was on Wednesday. Thursday, I was still dealing with that. Started feeling better about midday. Well, Friday, I was washed out. Saturday, sort of getting my strength back. Possibly could have gone running, but my stomach still, I dealt with nausea and things like that, and I was still having a little bit of issue with that. And so I didn't run. And then this morning I was going to get up and go and decided, you know, maybe I just need to rest. So what that means is I haven't run since Sunday, and this is Sunday, so I basically have had a whole week off. And as I reflect on that, there are some issues around that which can be either positive or negative and lead me in new directions if I care to go that way or think about it. First of all, the fact that I did not run for a week, I'm sure that's going to affect my stamina, and that's going to affect, you know, the conditioning that I've had. And I'm not sure how that affects us when we miss running. How many days does it take to lose a certain amount of conditioning? You know, that type of thing. So I think I may research that a little bit today. And also, it reminds me that at one point I was talking about incorporating rest weeks into my regime, so to speak. Not regime, my routine. And the rest weeks would basically be once or twice a year. I was going to take off a week. Well, I've sort of been forced to do it this time. And so I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. I believe it's negative as far as the way it makes me feel physically and as far as mentally. I mean, I'm about to pull that little bit of hair out that I've got as I have missed these several days, but knowing there's no way I can run with a fever. And you know how it is when you are very nauseous, you can't run either. So that's the negative part of it. The positive part, though, is I think it will contribute toward less injury, but the key is starting back without overdoing it. So, this is Sunday. As I said, I'm planning to run, Lord willing, this evening. It's going to have to be getting pretty close to dark. The high today is supposed to be 90. It's a beautiful day. but that is warm, and don't know how the heat will impact it. Whatever I do, it's going to be simply to get out there and get the time in. It definitely will not be about, you know, what average pace can I maintain or anything like that. So I think what we're going to do is when I go run this afternoon, we're going to figure out how we feel and take it from there. I would really love to go 90 minutes. I was supposed to start training for the half this week, which would have included, I think it was 40 seconds of, I forget what pace it was supposed to be, 40 seconds times four with 40 second rests. Do that those four times. That was the extended speed work for today's run, or actually it would have been earlier in the week. So I may try to incorporate a little bit of that, and I may turn it into a long run. It just depends on how I feel. I am completely recovered from whatever was wrong with me. I believe that, but I don't want to overdo it getting back into it. So I said all that to say this. I am in a position that all of us have been at one time or another. We've had to miss running, and for me it's only been a week, but mine was not due to injury, it was due to illness. We're going to see how it feels this afternoon. I know I'm going to be sluggish. I know I'm probably not going to have the strength that I typically have, nor will I be able to go as quickly as I typically go, at least go the pace I typically go. It's not really that quick anyway, but you know my point. So I think what we'll do is we will plan to record when we run this evening, just depending on how far we're going, and we'll see how that goes. And if I get an opportunity, I think what I'd like to do, I actually had another topic for this show that I'd already worked on. I think I may hold off on that. And we may talk about layoffs, not in the sense of how do we get over injury, which we've talked a little bit about that in the past, or how to keep from getting injured, which we've discussed a little bit. But I think I'd rather talk about what does it mean when you are forced to be laid off to your body? What does it mean as far as the training effect? How quickly do you lose that? Can you lose everything in 2 weeks? I don't believe that's the case. But we'll see if we can find out a little bit about that. I'd like to talk about that as we run, and we'll just see how the run goes. I'm looking forward to it, but I know it's going to be hot. But again, as always, I am so glad to have you with me, and I appreciate knowing you're there listening, and I hope I can be encouraging to you. And while I usually like to begin most of my episodes with getting ready for a run, this has been a little different week, as I've already explained, and we're going to see where we go. All right, we will talk to you in just a bit. Night, but we're out this morning. It's 5:38 right now, and we have a green light on our pod from satellite, so we are linked up, and I think we are about ready to begin the run. Okay, I'm to the point now where it's literally dark when I come out. As I said, it's 5:38 in the morning. Okay, there we go. And it's dark, but I've got this little flashlight that I keep pinned inside of my pouch. And it seems to help, so. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get started. Here we go. See how it feels after a week away. We're definitely going to take it slow right now. Anyway, it is 69 degrees. It is completely dark, with the exception of the moon. This looks like a fingernail. Several stars, which I can see even with the limited amount of light due to the street lights on our street. But feels good to finally be back on my feet. Got up 15 minutes earlier this morning, so I wanted to be actually on the road by 5:30, but missed that by about 8 or 9 minutes. It's about 26, but it feels good. We're in that time of year now where already I think when the mornings are, it's almost like a taste of fall. Not really, but the nights are, I wouldn't describe them as cool, but very comfortable. This area is different from the area where I grew up, in that it tends to be that way. It is just simply less humid. So 69 here at this time of the morning feels much more comfortable than it would at home. At home you wouldn't notice the difference between when you went to bed and when you got up. Here there's a definite difference. I am going to be talking to you just a few minutes today about the layoff which I just went through for. You know, I say layoff, I use it tongue-in-cheek almost. The several days that I missed, how that is potentially impacts your running, or, well, it has an impact, but is it all negative, or is some of it positive, depending on the length of it? So, we want to be talking about that this morning. I'll tell you, it's dark, and I'm getting to a place where, I mean, there's light around, but they've been working for, I don't know, maybe a year, getting a small area of land here prepped for houses, putting in a cul-de-sac, and they have taken a couple street lights down. Morning. It's dark in that area where we're going to be running in just a minute. But anyway, that's what it's looking like this morning. So we will see how we feel. See how it goes. We're just over 42 minutes into this run. When I started, I knew that I was thinking in my mind that I wanted to go a minimum of 70 if I felt up to it, and possibly go longer than that depending on how I felt. Get in a long run since I didn't get a run in last week. So I have felt reasonably well and have decided to go ahead and go the further minutes to when I turn around to make it a 90 minute run. Now, we're not setting the world on fire. I have no idea what my pace is. With my eyesight, not wearing glasses, and the sky is lightning, but it's hard for me to read the smaller numbers on my watch. By the way, I'm thinking about getting glasses that I can wear when I run next time I go to the eye doctor. If you have any thoughts on that, let me know. Send me an email. If you have any recommendations on it, I'd really like to hear that as well. So, that being said, I'm not sure what my pace is or anything like that, but I'm running comfortably. The thing that tells it the most, I believe, are my legs. But even they are certainly not in bad shape. The main difference I can tell after not running for 7 days is my breath is a little bit more difficult to come by. But if I slow down, that's not an issue. My legs feel a little bit. But again, certainly tolerable. It's just I can tell that I don't have any kick today. Do I feel okay to run? Yeah, I do, surprisingly. But I can tell that you don't want to take a week off and then have a race. So, which I've only got this week to try to get my legs back under me for Saturday's 10K. But, you know, as you train, you inherit a training effect over time. Your capillaries expand, your heart rate drops, your blood flow increases with each beat of your heart, the mass and the volume of it, so your heart becomes more efficient. Your body learns how to deal with the waste generated by exercise. Over time, it just becomes more efficient. You tear it down, you let it rest. You tear it down again with more exercise. Let it rest and recover. It's called the training effect. And over time, you can definitely tell that something's going on. Well, when you stop running, like I've been on a forced layoff for just a week, but does that have any effect on you? I wanted to share some thoughts with you relative to that. You might be on the layoff yourself, I don't know. But the training effect, surprisingly, it takes a few days or about a week to actually begin to experience any problems with that. It's not going to happen right away. Okay, I need to turn around. I gotta stop here a minute and retrieve my gel pack. We're actually taking the honey stinger again, the strawberry, which has a dose of caffeine in it. I like the way that tastes. We'll see if that helps me a little bit. Excuse me. Okay. Trash can, I threw it and made it. I'm at Finch Field right now. Getting ready to leave here. Some people in different sports actually take a week off every 2 to 3 months. During that week, it might be complete rest, or it could be just some cross training or light cross training. So that does happen. Your aerobic power goes down 5 to 10% in about 3 weeks. That's not much. And if you do the math on that, it means in 1 week, if you're in, you know, good condition, you're not going to lose very much in a week. Yeah, you might lose a little bit of your edge, but your base is by no means going to be exhausted or affected by that. And it takes a couple of months, about 8 weeks, to lose every bit of the training effect that you've gained, which is still amazing to me. You could be running, be in good shape, and not run for a week. I did, or not run for a month. And while you're going to lose some of your fitness, even after a month, you've not lost all of it. So, that's encouraging to know. Also, if you're very fit, there's rapid drop the first 3 weeks of your training. It's like, you know, the first 3 weeks total, you lose like over half of your fitness. And then from there, it levels out. It's pretty much even. So, 2-3 weeks off, you will notice a difference in your training, definitely. That will be the biggest drop. But if you can come back in 3-4 weeks, resume running comfortably, you have not lost all of the benefit of what you've been doing. I will say that, to me, this just verifies the importance of consistent training, if at all possible. Because, yeah, the old adage, you use it or lose it, is true when it comes to exercise or running. You will lose it. But not in a week. Even though you might feel a little bit like you've lost something, it actually is very little at that point. But the decline tapers off after 3 weeks. And the first week, as I said, first 3 weeks, actually, you're not going to lose a whole lot. But you'll begin to lose some. Your muscle strength and your endurance lasts longer than aerobic fitness, which basically sort of bears out what I said. Yeah, I can tell my legs are not quite as strong, but the breathing has been more of an issue. So 7 days away, I think, verifies that that's true. Your muscles remember what they've been doing much longer than your heart and your lungs will. Muscles actually retain the memory of exercises that you've done for several weeks, including the repetitive motion of running. So, aerobics is first to go. It takes several weeks. The muscles are second, and that takes several weeks. So really, a week or two off in that respect is no big deal. Now, I don't know where you are with your training, but I want to remind you there are some signs that you need to take a break. Before I give you those signs, I just want to say again, to me, and I've said this over and over, but rest is just as important. I don't know if it's more important, but rest is just as important as training. And in my case, I think on 3 days a week, doing some geared specified training for certain races, I think I can maintain a very high level of fitness. You've got to put in a few miles, but nothing drastic. If you enjoy what you're doing, I know you do, you wouldn't be listening, you wouldn't be running. It's no big deal to get out there and run for, you know, even 3, 4, or 5 hours a week total. You can get very fit doing that. So, but what are some reasons that we need to back off and take a break? Let me share some of those with you. First is fatigue. You're simply tired all the time. After you run, you don't recover, and you don't feel any strength. When you go back out, you're still tired. That's just a sign that your body's telling you you need to back off. You need to take a rest, a break. Another thing is when you're sore and the soreness doesn't go away during those times, again, your body's telling you, hey, I need to recover. I need you to back away from this for a little bit. Another one is poor performance. You're just not getting the times that you were, or it's taking you longer to
cover the same amount of distance, even though the effort feels the same. Poor performance is a sign that your body is crying out for rest. No progress in your goals. Your goals are simply not being met. Could be because you're too tired. You need a break. You need a rest. Or you're simply bored, unmotivated. You may can identify with this. If I run too much, I tend to get that way. But with the 3 day a week model, even with cross training, I believe, by that second day, after I've missed a day, I'm ready to get back out there. I'm feeling good, motivated. I'm gonna stop and get a little bit of water here. I don't know why this hose is always so hot. Another thing is that you simply dread your workout. You don't look forward to it. You're listless. You are irritable. That's a big one. Are you getting irritable? If you've been running a lot, it could be a problem. In my case this week, I think the problem was I didn't run any, but if you're getting irritable and you're still training, that is a very good sign that your body is telling you you need to back off. So keep a lookout for that as well. And of course, injury or illness. If you're injured, all the running in the world won't improve that, probably, depending on the type and extent of it. And you may think, I'll run through it. That almost never happens. Injury requires rest. And maybe that's all you need, depending on what the injury is. Or illness, like in my case, where I was totally out 2 days, couldn't do anything, much less run. And then a day or two to get over that. That's trauma on your body. You don't want to jump out there the next day, pick up. I gave myself a couple of days more rest. Was it fun? No. Could I have run yesterday? Maybe Saturday? Yes. But I don't believe I would have felt quite as well as I do today. So, that's another one. And then when you just can't stand the thought of running, kind of like dread, you're simply irritated and tired of it, and you have no get up and go. Maybe it's time to, if you get up and go, has got up and gone, as the old saying says, maybe it's time to step away from it for a little while. But I did want to just share with you some information about loss of the training effect. And I want to remind you that if you're in that boat, sometimes it feels like the end, but it's not. And I feel very fortunate. A week off is nothing compared to what we have to do sometimes when we're seriously injured. But it can feel like the end. And I want to remind you it's not. I'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up this episode with some closing thoughts. Hang in there. You're going to get through it. It's not the end of life or the end of your running. It's going to take you longer to lose your training effect and benefits than you might have thought. We'll be back in a minute.
Take me away from here and all today's pain. You know I see it all so clear, like the morning after the rain. And I worry all the time, coming around the bend. Maybe I'm just going crazy, and it feels like the end. got no one but myself to ask how did I get here. And I worry all the time, it's coming around the bend. Maybe I'm just going crazy, but it feels like the end.
A good 45 second, fairly steep incline, the second of the two, bigger one. I've got about 3 minutes, four, left on this run. Just crested the hill, so I'm a little winded. Around an hour, just around, maybe five after, really started feeling it. My legs, not my hands, but my quad strings, my quads, and then around quarter after, 15 after, 1 hour 15 minutes, I should say, started feeling a little better. Maybe it was the gel, but then that was short-lived, and I've been struggling through this. I haven't stopped, but I wanted to. I think, I don't know if it's as much the layoff that's a part of it as the
sickness, trauma that we spoke about earlier, put your body through it. But I've definitely run slower today. I've had to. There will be no kick, no sprint today. I just want to get through it. About 20 minutes ago, running through the neighborhood, this great old big dog came out. Monday's trash day. Man was bringing his trash out. And this big old dog ran up and licked me right in the mouth. And the man was yelling in soft tones, "Gator, Gator." I noticed he had a Florida Gators flag on his mailbox. Dog's name was Gator. He said he won't bite, and he's right. But the dog licked me right in the mouth. I've been spitting ever since, but anyway, I love dogs, as you know. I want to say congratulations to Steve at Steve Runner, Fidipidations.com, Fidipidations podcast, I should say. 200 episodes. Congratulations, Steve. You are an inspiration to all of us, and you deserve recognition for that. Check out his blog. Check out his podcast if you've not done so. Also, I want to say thanks to Steve in Painted Post, New York. Had an email from him. Steve's actually a friend of mine, former partner in ministry. Steve has begun running in earnest. Wanted to know about shoes, what I recommend. I told him to do three things, and I'd have you do the same. Wet foot test. Wet a piece of paper towel or newsprint. Put your foot on it. Look at that. High arch, low arch, medium arch. Look at the wear pattern on your shoes. Medium gait would run from the outer heel to the ball of your foot. And then thirdly, I would ask, what are you going to be running on? What kind of surface? Steve has medium arches. The higher the arch, the more rigid your foot. So you need something with a curved last. If you have high arches, that will promote motion, turnover, pronation. If you have flat arches, you got just the opposite problem. You want motion control to keep it from stopping, to keep it from turning. Steve is medium, kind of like me. So he needs a cushioned shoe with limited amount of motion control or stability. So I recommended a couple shoes. One I'm actually wearing right now, the Pegasus. These are 25s. And also the New Balance 969s. I've got the 68s, but either one of those, Steve, especially your small build like me and fairly neutral gait, I think they'll serve you well, but you let me know. Go to Runner's World this month. They have their annual, or now maybe it's three or four times a year, shoe guide with information about how to pick a shoe. Go to that issue and check that out. Also, I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Austin. Austin called me last night. He's living up in this area doing research between college and grad school. Austin, we talked about a lot of things, and just do the right thing in your life. That's all any of us can do, right? God help you, as he does all of us. So I'm going to say hey to Austin. Hello to my sister, Carol. She lost her dog of 15 years. Had to put it down last week. And Carol's crushed and devastated, to say the least. My heart goes out to her. I know what that's like. Not just lose a loved one, but to lose a pet. If you're an animal person, you know exactly what I'm saying. So Carol, my thoughts are with you today. And my prayers as well. I think God's concerned about the animals. I know he is, as well as us humans. So, let's see, a couple things real quick while we're closing. Send me your race report coming up. I've got a race this weekend, Saturday. It's going to be hot. High today is 90. I don't know what the weekend's calling for, but race is at 6 p.m., but if it's 90, it's going to be in the upper 80s still around then. But if you've had a recent race, send me a photograph, send me a written report and an email, and also include an MP3 if you'd like, or a WAV file, and we'll post that. Go to the blog, 20minuterunner.blogspot.com, and you can see all the information. David Yelland, my half-marathon friend from UK, David's looking a little lonely with his picture there. So we want to add some more to that. Send me your race report. We'll list it. And we'll also plan to do your photo and other information. And then finally, in closing, you may have noticed that last week we were 7 to 8 days late. Not late, but 8 or 9 days actually getting the podcast out. I have found that for me it works better to get it out Tuesday or even Wednesday. I've been doing it on Sunday. It's not working out, so you should be able to pick it up on iTunes or go to the webpage no later than Wednesday of each week, probably Tuesday. So we have changed when we're putting those out, and until I get to where I cannot do it, we'll still do a weekly one. All right, that's it. We covered 9.447 miles in 1 hour, 30 minutes, 38 seconds. Give you average pace on that. 9:35. Okay, that's actually a little better than I figured, but we earned this one. Just goes to show you can miss a few days and you can pick back up and you can make it work. So if you're afraid that you've lost some of your training benefit, maybe you haven't. But get back out there. The main thing is when you get down, you get up. You don't stay down. So I want to encourage you to do that today. And listen, this is so much dependent on your response. I really, really want to hear from you. And so let me do that if you would, or let me hear from you, I would. Next episode, we're going to talk about the race, how I did with the layoff. I don't know how I'm going to do. I know that today I wouldn't have done real well, but we'll see how it goes then, and we'll give you a report. So we'll be covering the race here in High Point. Be running a 10K Saturday evening, the 22nd, I believe. And until then, have a great week, everybody. Let me hear from you. Go to iTunes, give me a review. I'd appreciate it. Tell everyone you know who's into running that tell them about the show for me, and I'd appreciate it. And we will look to hear from you. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. See ya. Have been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.